Hey, this is Brett the Hitman Hart. You're listening to the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio. Wait a minute, that's my line.
It's the Ham Radio Show for the final time right now. Let's see, I think I have a phone call right now. It's Ham Radio, what's going on? Who's this? Yellow!
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who is this?
This is Gaston.
Oh, it's Gaston from Argentina. Gaston, ¿cómo está, señor? You motherfucker. Where are you? I thought you were coming in.
I just got stuck in fucking snow in fucking Brooklyn. So sorry.
I got stuck in fucking Brooklyn.
I'm sorry. I really feel like shit that I can't be there because you're the funniest man ever.
Oh, thank you, sir.
That's right.
How much did he pay you?
You're funny, but you're also sexy and stuff.
I know. I'm sexy. I'm fluffy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're like five. As you may know, they're like five different levels of fatness. You know, fluffy being one.
Lumpy being one. Just being one.
Fluffy bustali.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Fluffy.
I don't know if Billy and Danny think I'm funny. By the way, I think that.
How much you paid him to say that?
No, Gaston is fucking. He actually has what you guys don't. It's called taste, and he likes funny people.
Well, we already know he's lying because he said you were the sexiest man as well.
I didn't say he had taste in men, motherfuckers.
You know what? This is the thing. I have a very particular taste, so what's sexy to me might not be sexy to you.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, on the phone, Gaston. What's Gaston's last name? Who the fuck knows because no one speaks English around here.
Singer.
Singer. Stinger, right? Well, Stinger.
Stinger, yeah. My grandparents, they escaped, you know, the Nazi Germany. They went to Argentina, and then they just kept killing and enslaving people.
Did you meet?
What are you related to Happy?
Did you meet Hitler on our show?
What?
Hitler, say hi to Stinger.
Hello.
Hello, Hitler.
Hello, Hitler. Hello, Hitler.
Eddie. Yeah. Eddie, before I forget, I actually have my distant cousin from Canada, and he wants to say hi to you, eh? Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
His name is Ricky. Okay?
Ricky from Canada? Let me hear Ricky from Canada.
Yeah, Ricky. I want you to say hi to my friend Eddie right here on, you know, his last show. Ricky, come on. Hello?
Hey, Ricky. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Ricky.
We all sound the same. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. We just talked to Nick from Canada. Sounds exactly like you.
Hey.
I'm sorry, we all sound the same.
Ricky, have you ever fucked a moose?
Twice this morning.
Dude, that's the same guy. Like
that is exactly. Are you guys exactly? Have you ever fucked a cow?
I'm not telling.
That's a yes.
He just grabs the nipples.
Yes, the teats.
You know, get the fuck out of here, Ricky.
Seriously. Yeah, tell Ricky he's a bestiality fucking redneck, and I don't want to talk to him.
I know, fucking Ricky. Anyway.
Can I just say hi to Gaston real quick?
Zach the Golden Child Sang is in the studio.
Hey, son.
Who's that?
It's Zach, your fellow, your loner. We're going to bond over the next weeks.
Gaston, by the way, Gaston still has a fucking job. Zach still has a fucking job.
Shelly has a job.
Well, we don't know. We didn't want to go official.
Oh.
But what we're hearing now through the rumor mill, Shelly still has a job.
All I have to say is that money is the root of all evil.
It is.
So that's maybe completely unrelated to what I'm saying. But
I'm flat broke and I hate everything.
Damn right. You don't need money. Is the root of all evil.
Exactly.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
You having trouble hearing me?
I'm sure.
Money is the root of all evil. Just in case you missed
that. Exactly. No, it is. It is. That's what we're all in this situation.
Gaston, would you
stop cutting off my callers?
It's Gaston.
And Gaston and Ricky from Canada are in the car right now.
Yeah, so I want to propose something to you, Eddie.
Is it marriage?
No. Why don't we just take a minute and we pray. We pray.
Yeah.
So things get, you know, better at Goom. I usually do it by pushing the Bible against my penis.
All right. I would push the Bible against your penis as well. So let's get ready. Everyone relax.
Everybody get a firm grip.
Everyone get a firm grip and everyone relax. Yeah.
So I'm just going to do pretty much the a different, like a new. I'm going to reinvent a version of.
Instead of Psalms, we're getting Palms.
Oh, good. We have a song right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called In the Name of Eddie.
Okay, in the name of, this is an Eddie. This is a song from Gaston.
This should
final
be good.
Show on Goom Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it goes something like this. Eddie goes on an empty beach, walking through the fucked up streets. Jersey, oh, you're flavorless, but Eddie will make it better. In the name of
this is
Eddie.
So gay.
In the name of Eddie.
And remember the fact that his penis is now being pressed up against a Bible.
Yeah,
during this.
No, yeah, I got it between. Yeah, it's in Genesis right now.
It's
oh my
Genesis.
I'm looking forward to spending quality time with you guys on now.
I bet you are.
Oh, yes.
That's right. You're the little altar boy. Get over here.
The gay guys. Radio show.
Oh, I'll put it in the new fucking testament. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Eddie yeah. and all the trailer park boys there.
All the trailer park boys. Everything my fucking cat.
All I have to say is... thank you so much for your energy.
Thank you, sir.
Your humanity.
the humanity! You kind of spread it out thin.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I've learned a lot from you. I can't even say what right now. I know I learned a lot from you.
I learned a lot of what not to do.
I actually didn't know that, you know, magazine with pictures of really fat asses woman was actually possible. You told me that existed.
You're welcome.
I couldn't. Yeah, and then I couldn't stop, you know, shopping for those. But anyway, I'm sure that, you know, in the great words of the long gone Johnny Cash, we'll meet again. Don't know when. Don't know how. And by the way, I'm not gonna go to the Joe Votruva party because. Joe Votruva is too nervous. You know what I mean? I always feel like he's about to come.
And, oh my gosh!
And, you know, so I'm like, thank you, Joe. I mean, Joe, I love you. I love you so much. It hurts.
So
it
would Ricky.
it hurts.
But anyway, I mean, Eddie, whatever you're going to be in the future, because apparently we're not the future of online stations.
I heard a rumor like that. Yeah.
So whatever. I'm the future. Whatever the place is going to be, I'll be there. I'll follow you. By the way, South America loves you. You know, I have a few friends from Argentina and Uruguay that actually follow you. I think I told you this before.
Yes, in Uruguay.
Although they actually, you are gay? Oh, Uruguay.
You're both right.
Yeah. So, actually, I have to translate pretty much half of it, but they still think it's funny. But anyway,
he's scaring the fuck out of me now.
He has to translate your show.
He has to translate your show brick by brick here.
Gaston, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, big hug. Thank you, guys, and I hope it's not too cold in Trailer Park.
All right, we love you, Gaston. Thank you, brother.
All right, Gaston.
Ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Gaston again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He got out of the snow?
No, I'm sorry. I'm actually jumped. I can't help but to, you know, I've been listening to the show carefully while I was masturbating to the Bible.
Shazam.
And then I was like...
Hi, papi.
Hola, mi amor.
Papi chulo.
I mean, I just want to join you.
Can you do the Nico voice, please?
In this
orgy.
Discussion. This is a great opportunity to actually... to be talking about this on the last show because
it is.
It's good for it's only fair to the audience to actually know why we actually end up in this situation.
It
is sad and completely unnecessary that we got to this point. And it's true, actually. Some people or most people might think that you're exaggerating, but you're not.
Nope.
Because I actually was hired by Jason and Nico, also known as Twat and Robin. Don't. And I was just coming up with so many ideas to actually make the Coca-Cola World Cup station interactive. You know, I actually wanted to talk to fans and all that, and he was like, no. Just select the music and do the recording thing. This is how we do radio. But I've been working in radio stations in Europe and in South America. You know, I know about it. No, but this is how we're going to do it here. I'm the boss. I'm the king.
I'm God!
You got to trust me, and you got to, yeah, sure. We trusted you, and now we are where we are. And by the way, Nico actually has a job. A shitty job. Okay? A shitty job. That's what you have when you're an incompetent asshole from Detroit with a small dick. You actually end up, I'm sorry, people from Michigan, but I mean, Detroit, dude, you are just coming to direct an online big radio station coming from Europe from fucking Detroit.
That's because I'm God! God, I tell you.
His brain falls.
I am not condoning this.
So basically, no, it's okay. You don't have to condone it because
no, I knew what Eddie's saying.
What, this thing? I'm God!
Yeah, that.
I remember saying, okay, I have this great idea that we can actually include in this and that. I don't want to go into detail. I don't want to bore you guys. But
too late.
Basically, his answer was, I got to go to the gym. I have a yoga class. And I was like, And then I was like, yeah, but this is like, you know, really, no, look, I'm going to go to my yoga class. We'll talk about it tomorrow and so on. So, yeah,
he had to practice.
He pretty much had something against Eddie.
Oh, well,
he actually pretty much, you know, he had things against everybody who actually will bring ideas.
Will surpass him.
And sometimes he will be like, oh, I should have that idea.
Gaston, how about that idea,
then you're not going to have it.
Wait, Gaston, how about the fact that I got fired and he told me that the fucking owners of the company fired me, and then literally 2 days later I get an email from the owner of the company going, why the fuck did you get fired?
I went with the CEOs. I've been just doing some travel in South America for the launching of Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola!
And they actually like you.
They love me.
They actually like you. They actually think that your stuff are original. You speak your mind, and you have a huge penis.
Oh, that's true.
Fat people are worshipped down there.
No, I saw that. I actually went to pee with Eddie once. So
call him dinner.
And I saw it. So anyway, I just want to say, I want to jump in and say, yes, Nico, and what's the other twat? I forgot the name. Jason. Those two incompetent assholes got us to this point. They were basically the
this is like fucking therapy, folks. This is like therapy right now.
They were the idiots
playing
the violin while the Titanic was sinking.
That's right. Rome is burning behind you, Nero. They're playing the fiddle. That's what they're doing.
So I just want to say that. I'm not going to steal your thunder.
No, you can't steal my thunder.
I mean, I just want to add one thing, Gaston, because going back on how a douchebag is, Eddie, like you said, had ideas just like you.
You didn't word that right.
But, and then douchebag didn't want to hear the idea, so Eddie
That's
goes
because
over.
Because I'm...
Oh, my God!
He didn't come up with the idea.
No, but Eddie went to, you know, the powers that be, the owners, with the ideas, and then Eddie gets yelled at for going over his head.
Yep. Yeah, but I got called to the carpet so many times, I got rug burned.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why he was the way he was. But this is something that you guys don't know, because everything has a root. Everything has an origin. So basically, he got dumped by his girlfriend because he was not good in bed. And he was taking all that shit out on me and Eddie and other people. So it's really...
No wonder why he was angry all the time.
That's right.
Really, at the end of the day, the problem was his performance in bed.
Nice.
I love you, Alejandro.
My name is Gaston.
He is Gaston. He is from Coca-Cola Celebration.
Yeah, you know, not only... Eddie can tell you. I'm actually...
Are you single, Marla?
Good looking.
He's a good looking dude. Gaston is a good looking dude.
I'm dating actually a model, and it's funny. She's actually from Detroit, so so I'm trying to fuck her in the ass every time I think of Nico.
Every time I think of Nico, I just fucking push her fucking brown O-ring up.
Anyway, cheers. Let's move forward. I mean, idiots will pay the price.
Absolutely.
You know, idiots will pay the price. Now, I'm about to come, and the Bible is kind of far.
All right.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, guys. Express my anger. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right. Happy Hanukkah, my friend.
Ciao.
Ciao, brother.